And here are some top tips for keeping organized and to time in the consultation. Number one, look after yourself. Number two, get to work on time for a coffee before surgery. Make sure that the computer is alive. Number three, start on time. Number four, make sure you have catch-up slots. Use them for phone consultations if you're ahead of yourself. Number five, use a clock that the patient can see. If the patient comes in on time, they're far more likely to leave on time. Or even consider using Malcolm's mechanical chairs. Malcolm describes these in the Calgary-Cambridge Skills Workshop. Number six, read the patient's notes before the consultation. Have a look at the active problems and the last consultation. Consider reading the last letter from the hospital or whoever, and look at any recent investigation results. And take a look and see if there's any QoF alerts worth addressing or signposting. Make sure that you agenda set effectively in the consultation by asking the patient if there was some other issue that they were planning to raise today. Number eight, set the agenda. Number nine, use the flexible structure that the LJOG map of the consultation describes. Number 10, signpost when and how to tackle unmet agenda items. Number 11, use the structure.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.